What up, my brothers? Welcome to the Brocast. Catch us for a new episode every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Enjoy the show.
All right, what's up, my players, my dogs, and everyone in between?
My dog. Whatever you want to be. What up, my dog?
What up, my lovely females?
What up, my dog?
My
what up,
males, my cowboys, my dogs, my cats, whatever you identify, anything in between, welcome to the podcast. This is, you're listening to The Brocast.
Now available on Instagram Reels, TikTok, and Red Note.
What's going on, my players? Now, if you're an American player out there, brethren.
We feel for you. TikTok's getting banned.
So, quality in all we do, mate.
Quality in all we do.
I say the quality in everything we do, lad. So, that's why we're now on Red Note, lad. And if you wanted to be our first like, well, you've already missed it, lad. I posted this morning, some Chinese player already liked it, lad. Yeah, lad. You're already cooked, lad. So, if you want to be our second, if you want to be our first follower, go follow us on Red Note right now, boy.
Go follow us on Red Note.
Yeah, my boy, and I got coffee right now. I'm about to be energized.
I'm about to be energized. Energized, my brother. Anyways, we've done all the rounds of the accents now. The only thing we're missing is the Aussie accent, and we're about
crikey,
to do that now.
Welcome crikey. To my Barbie, lad.
Crikey. Let's all get right. it going,
well,
mate.
Let's get started, my brother. Today's cold, actually, kind of.
Yeah, so guys, welcome back. We are on Red Note now, so go check it out, you know. We feel for you American folks, you know. Getting banned from TikTok.
You know what, though? Rise and grind, motherfucker. Get on Red Note, lad.
Yeah, rise and grind,
motherfucker. Or I heard there was another one. It's called Triller.
Triller. Like Driller.
It kind of looks like TikTok.
So it's like a copy.
I'll show you. Ready? Look, if you go on here, this is what the For You page looks like.
So it looks like TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I just showed you a really odd video.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you showing our viewers, you know?
Don't worry about it, bro.
We got some 12-year-olds listening to this.
Don't worry about it, my brother.
Don't worry about it.
All right, I want to get started, right? So there's a question going around the internet. So it's 11 v 11. So it's 11 of Real Madrid's 2017 team, right? Now you got fucking Cristiano Ronaldo. You got fucking Ramos. You got fucking Benzema. All those type shit people, right? And you've got 11 of your friends, right? Do you think, and you start with 20 points, 20 goals, alright? Do you think, and it's a 45-minute round, do you think you could beat them?
No.
I think I could. Bro, honestly... Give us a red card, lad. And we're still winning.
I think...
Bro, you got 20 points. You can hold them off, lad.
Bro, you are playing the best team that there ever was, arguably. The best ever team, okay? They once scored... I can't remember what, like 7-0 against the team once. I can't remember. That team was a professional team. You've never played soccer... You haven't played soccer since you were 5, buddy. You don't know how to dribble a ball. You don't know how to kick a ball. You're useless,
bro, honestly,
mate.
Honestly, trust... I think, right, listen to me.
You're a bum.
I think 11 of your fast friends, bro. They gotta be fast. They gotta be fit. They can't be fucking couch potatoes, bro. But they're there, bro. Trust me, I think you at the end of the game, it's probably like 22 to 19.
You're an idiot. Bro. No.
Yes.
You're saying you can score a goal?
Yeah, fuck off. Fucking oath, lad.
Against Benzema, Ronaldo, against bloody... Bale or whatever his name is. No, you're not, mate. You're not good. And, bro, these guys, right?
Bro, it's a tap-in.
It's a tap... What the fuck, bro? You won't even get that close to the goal. Dude, even if you choose your fastest
friends...
Trust,
outside the box, I won't get close. Outside the box, fucking top bins, lad. Fuck, in there.
Dude, you're taking the piss.
I'm not taking the piss. I reckon I can score in there, bro.
I reckon you can score if you if you outmatched every player 3-1.
No, 11-11, bro.
No,
11 aside.
No,
bro, you pick.
It's not happening, mate. It's not happening.
45 minutes.
I don't know what universe you live in.
You think they can score 20 goals in 45 minutes?
Yes. Against you, mate, they could score 100. Look at you.
Realistically, if you take your time walking back to the box.
What do you mean if you take your time walking back to the box? Bro, it's a professional game.
I think I could be.
You're versing professional players.
What if the crowd was on your side?
The crowd won't be on your side. They'll be like, look at these wankers.
I think I could be.
They'll look at your haircut and they'll be like, fuck this guy.
They'll look at your haircut and be like, bro, this guy just escaped prison.
Yeah.
This guy probably just escaped the prison because you dropped the soap too many times. Right, this guy's becoming a health issue. He's spreading too much AIDS. We're going to have to let him go.
Except, right, I won't be at the game. I won't do it. I won't show up. I'll give these players respect. You're like, oh, yeah, I could take them on. Yeah, 11v11. Beat them. 22-19. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Mate.
Bro, imagine hitting the in the Bernabeu.
You, mate, you'll get sued on probably 30 times, mate.
I think I could win.
No, you're not going to win, bro.
What if your 11 of your friends are football players, but they're not like the like.
The closest you'll get to getting a goal is when it's kickoff time, and you'll realize that you've made a mistake. So you'll go straight for the goal. You'll kick it to the goal, and the goalkeeper will just catch it that easily because it's not even powerful. Because you're just shit, mate. You've never played football in your life. Face it.
I have.
You've played football when you were like 5. But that doesn't count.
I think I could do it.
But like in all seriousness,
you start with 20 points, bro.
It doesn't matter how much you start with, bro. They'll beat you. It's like saying, right, in swimming, it's like saying you're giving a non-swimmer a 700-meter head start in a 1500 freestyle, okay? Someone who's never swam except when they were, like, learned to swim, right? You're saying that you couldn't beat them?
No.
No, you could, because they'd be swimming, like, almost bloody 3-minute pace per 100 at the end of, like, 400 meters of... Dude, they couldn't finish it. It's just impossible. You're built different. Maybe if you gave it to someone who swims like once a week, yeah, okay, they'd beat you. But you don't play football once a week, do you? Last time you played it was like at Christmas 2 years ago. And you got destroyed by me.
By you? Bro, I destroyed your ass. Get the fuck out of here. Why do you think you have a buzz cut? Because you're going through depression because you lost in the football game, mate.
Honestly, though, the buzz cut feels kind of good.
I think it looks like shit.
Well, I think it looks good. I think I look Sigma, you know?
You look the complete opposite to Sigma.
Whereas, like, you need a buzz cut right now, mate.
I've already gone through the buzz cut era, bro. I've already gone through it. I don't want to go through it again. It's good, but then you kind of, like, become like, bro, I'm kind of ugly here.
No, bro, I like it.
No, you're looking good, mate.
The only thing I'm dreading is when it starts, like, growing back. I'm dreading, like, the sun phase.
I just
you know?
Had that. And now
where your head looks like a sun.
Now I just got the fucking sexiest fucking...
I think the haircut you have is what I'm going to get next. When it starts growing back. But I think I'm going to keep the buzz for a bit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, let's get started, all right? Well, we already have started, but... Number one fact of the day. Applying a male's underarm sweat to a female's lips is known to help a woman relax, boost their mood, and help regulate their menstrual cycle.
Fuck up! No way!
Right, it's a fact!
No way! What, so you're saying you could literally sweat into a jar, close it up, freeze it, and sell it for female consumption?
Yeah, it says here, male sweat. And one particular chemical in male sweat is known to influence women's moods and even increase their sexual arousal. A 2007 study by Claire Wyatt at UC Berkeley shows that the chemical androstamdidone in male sweat also boosts levels of hormone cortisol in women who sniff it.
Wait, so you're telling me...
These findings suggest that androstamdidone may be a human... pheromone causing women behavioral and hormonal changes in women.
So you're telling me that all I need to do to get a woman to sleep with me is for me to sweat on their lipstick.
That's why, like, males put their arms up in the club so they're just like, smell it.
See,
that's Riz.
That's not Riz, mate. Wait, so you're telling me that women want a big sweaty male?
They want to put their lips on a big bumbaclat sweaty boy.
Would Neela, if someone gave you lipstick with a bit of sweat in it for, like, you know, Riz, what would you do?
No, ew.
Well, you know, Tim Tams have cockroaches in them.
And yet you still eat them.
Look at him. He eats Tim Tams still. And he knows there's cockroaches in there.
That's you, mate.
I don't eat Tim Tams.
You do.
I'm on a diet, lad.
Mate, I know, like, maybe like 3 months ago, you were eating your Tim Tams when you knew there were cockroaches in them. You said you didn't care. So don't even get me started on this.
I don't care.
Mate.
It tastes good.
Would you... Okay, if you knew a food had shit in it, but you really liked it, right, would you still eat it?
Well, have I already been eating it?
Eating what?
Have I already been, like, eating it before I found out?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking oath.
So, okay.
If it has no side effects, fucking oath.
What if... Remember when Mum used to make, like, those brownies and she put avocado in them?
Yeah.
Did it ever, like... You were like, oh, these are really good. And then once Mum told you, you'd be like, oh, no way. I'm not having these again.
Yeah, but it's different. It's avocado. It's not shit.
Wait, so you'd willingly have shit again, but not avocado?
Yeah. Shit tastes better than avocado, bro.
Avocado's good, mate.
I beg to differ, lad.
Actually, no. You know what, though? You know what?
Avocado on toast tastes like absolute shit. And if you buy avocado on toast, I don't know what you're talking.
No, avocado doesn't taste like shit. But avocado on toast is the most povo breakfast there is. And
povo?
It's the most expensive one.
Povo? Mate, you have to be a fucking billionaire to buy that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I know. But in like, if you look at it, like, basically, it's just bread and avocado. Like, that's a povo meal. But they sell it as if you're balling, mate. It's like pizza. Pizza used to be for povos on the street. And now it's like, it's you can't even buy one without removing a kidney and selling it on the internet, mate.
Isn't that like pizza like now, like a fancy food?
Yeah, it is. But bro, back in the day, right, they used to eat that in like Milan because they were starving and had nothing else to eat.
Exactly. Back in the day, mate. Times have changed.
Yeah.
Just like pineapples in the 1700s. Used to be sold for $8,000 a pop.
Yeah, because that's like, you'd have to, like, bro, in the 1700s, right, you used to, like, have to, like, get on a boat that used to take, like, 3 months to travel, I don't know, like, 100 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be such a long voyage. And then you'd go back and half your crew would die from, like, dysentery or, like, just diarrhea or just whatever. Just for pineapple, bro. You'd bring back that pineapple. There'd be one. Of course they'd sell it for that
much.
Well,
they used to sell pineapples for $8,000, right? And people used to rent pineapples to show off to guests.
Rent.
Rent pineapples.
It's like a house.
Imagine, like, today, right? Instead of buying a rental property or like a rental car business, you buy a rental pineapple business. And you rent out pineapples for like, what, $800 a day.
Yeah. You know what I don't get? I don't get inflation, right? I do get it, but
I
don't.
Get it. How do you not get it?
Because, right, okay. Back in the day, let's go with pineapple, right? Back
That's
in the day,
deflation.
Pineapple was... How much? $800.
$8,000.
$8,000, right. Then, all of a sudden, in like the 1980s, it goes down to like not even a dollar, okay, for a pineapple. So cheap. But now, all of a sudden, it's going back up. Why is it more expensive now than in the 80s or 90s when travel was much harder?
Because of demand, you idiot. It's rarer.
Now? Why would it be rarer now?
No. In the 1800s, it was rarer to have a pineapple than it is now.
Yeah, I know. But why is it rarer now than in the 80s then?
Global warming.
But, global warming won't affect pineapples, buddy.
It will, mate. According to the government.
Bro, I reckon it's a money-making scheme, 100%. Bro, they upped the taxes on that shit so much.
You think global warming's a money-making scheme?
No, it's not that. Oh, kind of, yeah.
Go on.
100%, bro. What do you mean? Yeah, the government spreads fucking misinformation about all that shit, right? And then everyone watches out for the environment, and all of a sudden, right?
Pineapples go up to $8,000 a month.
And all of a sudden, they be buying fucking electric vehicles and all that shit, right? To watch out. They be buying fucking non-plastic straws, cardboard straws, mate. Everything's more expensive because of fucking global warming. And I tell you what, mate, it's a lot harder to live when you're trying to be ecological and shit, right? I'm telling you, mate, it's a money-making scheme.
You heard it here first from Killian.
I'm telling you. No, I might have said it wrong. I might not be as educated as other people, but I'm telling you, mate, they're up to something.
So you think the ice caps aren't melting? Is that what you're saying?
Of course they're fucking melting, mate. Of course they're melting. They always fucking melt. Mate, there's summer and winter. There's seasons. But have you ever seen, right, when you go to Noosa, right? When you go to the beach.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the tide go any higher? Or when you look at photos from like the 70s, right? Does the tide look any higher then?
Yeah, a couple centimetres. Like.
Than now?
Couple centimetres?
Bro, if it's a couple of centimetres, go have a wank, honestly. Bro, if it's a couple centimetres from 50 years ago, bro, I don't care. A couple centimetres, mate. It'll take us like a gazillion years.
Well, have you ever done those like lessons in school when you like look at like a map, right? Like a water rising map.
I don't think people understand that the Earth is ever changing.
Ready? So you have like a sea level map view, right? And then you put in like a date that you want to see how high the water's going to be.
Yeah.
And I was doing it at school, right? And fuck.
Wait, so you actually believe in this shit?
I was doing it at school, right?
No, answer my question.
Right, no, ready, ready? Hold on, ready? You go, this is what the Earth would look like if the sea levels rose 400 meters. Australia would be fully underwater, pretty much. Here.
In how many years?
Oh, 400 meters. I don't know how long that is.
Yeah, okay, mate. Okay, so it's just an app showing you. Bro, no, anyone could make an app showing you that the water level's going to rise in 4,000 gazillion years. But the issue is, do you actually believe in this?
I'm going to say something. Whatever happens 500 years from now, I don't give a fuck. Do you know anyone in your family 500 years ago?
No.
Fucking, I'm gonna use my V12 supercar, rev the fuck out of it, and guess what? What happens in 500 years? I won't be here.
No, okay. In all honesty, though, if you litter, right?
Yeah, if you litter,
if you rev the shit out of your car all the time and it's like literally leaking petrol,
yeah,
there's a problem, right?
Yeah,
you're not looking after the environment well enough. But don't go up to me and tell me that I can't watch TV for 5 hours because it's going to waste too much electricity.
Don't make me pay $2 extra for a fucking paper straw that doesn't even finish the drink.
Yes.
It just fucking fades away.
Whatever. Yes, exactly. So that's what I mean, bro. It's just like, so, it's just so
unnecessary,
you know?
I agree.
I think there's a fine line, right, between looking after the environment and being a
dumb fucking
a
idiot.
Dumb idiot, right?
Bro, you going to Macca's for that $1 Slurpee, I mean, actually that's 7-Eleven. You going to 7-Eleven for that $1 Slurpee and you get a paper straw, ain't doing shit, mate.
And let me just tell you something, right? Let me just tell you something, okay? Everyone's out here thinking, oh, we got to save the environment. We got to save nature. Nature's going to die because of us. Bro, who do we think we are? We're fucking humans. We're animals living on this planet. We're not that powerful. The Earth, nature, is stronger than us.
Mate, speak for yourself, mate. I am the most powerful
warrior. Bro, shut up. Dude, there's literally, you can have a tsunami that's going to wipe out half the population of Thailand in 2 minutes. It doesn't, you can't. Bro, nature will fix itself as long as you look after it a little bit.
I'm pretty sure the problem of global warming has been around since, like, fucking 1800s.
Bro.
Yeah, it's been around.
There's cycles, guess what? Mate.
Nothing's happened, lad.
Yeah, they were saying that Seychelles was supposed to be gone in 1970.
I bet you, right? They take their, like, water rising levels when there's a fucking king tide.
Yeah. No, Mum and Dad said that when they were younger, they said the Maldives were going to be underwater. Seychelles. And the Seychelles. And so far, it's the same level. It's just a bunch of bullshit. 100%.
Real. Now, let's move on.
Yeah.
Bro, we just had a... All right. Hold on. My phone's being a retard. All right. An estimated 23.2 million Americans believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Fucking idiots.
I saw that.
Really?
Yes. So, a study found 48% of respondents weren't sure where chocolate milk comes from. 7% of the respondents thought chocolate milk only comes from brown cows. That adds up to about 23.2 million people, more than the population of Ohio. You fucking idiot. It's literally, right, if you're taking a quiz, right, and it says... Where is Hershey's chocolate made? What company owns Hershey's chocolate? 7% of the people who took the quiz would say, I don't know.
Bro, I honestly think, right, they're taking the piss.
You think so?
Yeah. 100%. Bro, how can you think that a brown cow makes chocolate milk?
I'm sorry, but if those...
Wait, so you're telling me, okay, that if you're a black human, that you make chocolate milk flavored titty milk? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me you're thinking, mate?
I bet you there's someone in this planet who thinks that people who are dark-skinned... make chocolate milk.
And what about like Asian people? Do they think it's like banana flavored or some shit? Bro, honestly,
vanilla for white people.
Vanilla flavored milk for white people. Bro, it's not. It's all milk, mate. I don't know. Honestly, just look at your own titties.
Do you reckon there's people out there, right, who don't know? No, actually, no. So, those 23.2 million people, should they have the rights to vote?
No, anyone should have the right to vote.
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you think they even know what voting is?
No, bro, okay. Just because someone's an idiot doesn't mean that they're not a human, right?
Yeah.
If we're voting on human affairs, anyone should have the right to vote.
Yeah.
It's a basic human right now.
You know? Do you reckon you know someone who thinks chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
I don't think I know anyone who thinks that. Like, I'd honestly have to ask around.
Mm. Well, is there 23.2 million drug addicts in this country? Like, meth addicts?
Probably.
Because they probably think that.
No, but I think going back to the right to vote thing, and dumb people being allowed to right to vote. Bro.
You know, I've never once, like, actually known... like, who the... what I was, like, really voting for.
Exactly. So, you're just as smart as them,
yeah,
really.
Really. Realistically, actually, yeah.
No, like, okay, I know more about the US elections than any other election.
Yeah,
like,
because you're asking
me about
boring.
An Australian election? It's boring, bro.
It's boring. Just, why can't we have, like, the same system as the Americans?
Bro, why can't we just have Donald Trump?
Yeah, real.
No, why can't we just have, like... why can't we just have entertaining
bro,
politicians?
Ours is just like, yeah, fucking...
Albo, mate. Fucking ScoMo.
Oz runs away when there's a fire.
Yeah, well, ours... no, there's nothing wrong with ours. It's just like...
They're just boring.
They're just boring. Like,
why can't they just have interviews
imagine if we
entertaining
had
like ours?
The president of Australia.
Well, it's not a president. It's a prime
yeah,
minister.
Yeah, but imagine if we did.
That'd be pretty
and
cool.
And then he'd be like, right... we're building a wall around Canberra.
No, but what happened to, like... what happened to debates?
What base?
Debates. Like, you look at the American one, they have debates between Joe Biden and Trump, right?
Bro, you literally have edits with 20 million likes on
or
them.
Or Kamala Harris versus Trump.
You have edits of like, Donald Trump being a Sigma or, like, Kamala Harris being a Sigma. And, you, bro, in here, you have...
Where's the debate between Albo and fucking, no, what's his name? The liberal one.
Bro,
now.
I don't even know who the other ones are.
Yeah,
Who is our current one? Most people don't who is our current president? Who is it?
Peter Dutton?
Is it Peter
Dutton? No, that's not our current one. Our Prime Minister is Albo.
You know,
no,
it's... people in Australia...
Anthony Albanese.
Is Albo.
Wait, is it Albo right
it's
now?
It's Albo.
I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people don't know who the Prime Minister is.
No, most people don't because it's just not, like, I think we should make it more...
Oh, it's Anthony Albanese.
Relevant, you know?
Yeah, bro, dude, literally, all the people who have, like, prime ministers, like, all the countries, it's just like, bro, come on, make it interesting, okay. Like, you'd, like, influence so many more, like, people would know what they're voting for.
No, if they just made it more hype. I'm not saying like turn on fucking
I'm telling you now.
Jay-Z before they walk out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying have like debates, right? Have the news broadcast.
Pretty sure they do, but
but it's so boring.
It's like in the parliament.
Yeah, no, it's like use actual words that people understand instead of using like the smart words you learn in Canberra and Melbourne, you know?
No, I think honestly, right? If they made it way more interesting and they had, like, presidents and all that shit... They don't even need presidents and shit. They could just do prime ministers. But they just make it more interesting.
It is very boring.
It's boring. I look at it on the news, right? And I'm like, fuck. Fuck off. But then I get caught up in the American one. Bro, my For You page during the election was... All of it was Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
It gets you so much more involved in wanting to vote.
I'm so invested, bro. I wanted to vote.
Whether you wanted to vote for Kamala or Trump, both sides would have had something to entice you to vote for.
Bro, I would have been in a rally, lad.
Whereas here, right, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
The only thing that was kind of hype was the yes or no vote.
Oh, but that wasn't even
hype. That wasn't even that hype.
Bro, that wasn't hype because all the people were just all like, if you vote this fucker, you're a fuckwit.
Like, what happened to, like, the Prime Minister's throwing bombs on Twitter? We don't have that here.
Yeah, they roast each other.
Yeah. Like, I want roasting.
Bro,
you know?
Honestly, that American vote made me want to move to America so I could vote.
Yeah. Same.
And be involved in it, lad.
I've never once gone to vote and be like, yeah, this is the future.
Yes! Yes! I love this person! Yes! Albanese! I've never once felt the need to wear an Albanese shirt.
Have you ever seen anyone wear an Albanese shirt?
No, because it's Labour, mate. No one votes for. I'm joking.
Honestly, I would have bought a like vote for Trump shirt if I was in America.
Yes,
right? I would have bought a what's it called?
Bro, I would have vote. I would have been so much more involved, bro. Over here, it's shit.
No matter who you vote for, it would have been so fun.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, I could have been...
It's like a game.
It doesn't matter. I could have bought a... What's her name again?
I just feel like... Right.
Kamala. I could have bought a Kamala shirt, bro. Just because.
No, it would have been... If they do that for the Australian elections, I feel like it would make you feel so much more attached to your country.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh, I'm actually voting for the future of Australia. Whereas here, it's like...
You don't really know what you're voting for unless you do, like, research, and then you have to, like, find synonyms for the words because...
Yeah, because they just use the biggest, like, biggest legal like, words ever. Like, yeah. It's just like, bro, speak in Australian.
I'm voting for this because the circumference of the sun is red. The perimeter.
But it's like that in most other countries as well.
Yeah.
I feel like it's only like that. It's only good in the US... Or sometimes the UK. Sometimes the UK. It's all right in the UK.
That's also prime ministers.
Yeah. But it's all right in the UK.
Yeah.
Whereas here, I don't really follow
it. Like, in the UK, fucking Nico could have gone for... Was that the same shit?
Oh,
yeah. Who runs for it here? The fucking old men.
Bro, if you want to be...
Yeah, they're like 80 as well.
Yeah, it's just like, bro. Also, when I was a kid, I used to think... That the Prime Minister of Australia was the richest man in Australia.
Yes, man.
I used to think that they used to get so much money. I used to think they were like billionaires, bro.
They're not.
Even like, well, I know Trump is rich as fuck, but I used to think like they were rich, bro. Like,
no, they're just. Oh, they are pretty rich. It's
they
just
are,
like,
but not the Australian ones.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, this guy must be balling, bro. Hmm. Like, I thought that was like the best wage you could get being a prime minister. But in honest reality, it's just like, bro.
No, I think they need to make it more hype. Full stop.
Bro, vote me.
Vote Killian. Vote Nolan.
Vote me, 2020.
Vote the Brocast National Party.
Bro, I'll make that shit interesting.
Yeah.
I'll allow people to...
I'll throw bombs on the internet.
All right, next question.
Question?
Next or fact. Yeah. All right. Men who prefer women with larger breasts tend to be less financially secure. Are you financially secure, Killian?
I don't have a preference.
Let me ask you this question.
Do you have a preference?
No. Right, so honestly, whoever talks to me, lad.
Yeah, honestly. I was saying this the other day. I don't normally choose my girlfriends. They choose me.
Bro, I've never...
And I'm not saying this because I'm cocky. I'm just saying this like I can't approach women. So whatever woman approaches me, I'm just like, yeah, I'll roll with it.
Bro. Yeah, I'll roll with it. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Yeah, I'll roll with it.
I'm joking.
No,
I'm
for joking. Me, it's like...
No, it's just like... Me, it's just like, riz me up, you know?
For me, whoever shows interest in me, right? I'm just like...
Yeah. I'm like, hey, baby. No, honestly, that's
and
what I'm trying to say.
All I can think about.
That's what I'm trying to say. Bro, if you honestly...
No, this is what I'm saying,
dude,
right?
Dude, so lonely. You just show a bit of interest in me. I fall for you, bro.
No, honestly, right? This is my thinking, right? Women hold all the power in the in order for you to date them. Like, I don't think I could say no if someone asked me. I'd just be like, yeah.
I feel like you could be anyone, right?
Yeah.
If you walk up to me, and I'm not saying this, go do it. I'm just saying, like, hypothetically. I'm saying hypothetically. If you walk up to me, say hello, introduce yourself, right? And we become friends, right?
And you ask me on a date?
And ask me on a date, I'm falling for you, bro. There's no... You can be anyone. Anyone, bro.
Would you prefer...
No, honestly...
Anyone?
Bro, honestly, I actually think anyone could. Like, I'd honestly start catching feels for anyone. Not a man, but, like, a woman, you know?
Anyone, though?
Almost anyone.
Would you prefer to ask a girl on a date or a girl to ask you on a date?
Bro, if a girl asks me on a date,
dude,
holy shit!
That's the shit of my dreams,
bro.
Bro,
that's what I dream about.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me? You think I... Bro. You know the amount of courage it takes to go ask someone out? If they just did the work for... Bro, if girls did it, they'd have a much better success rate than males.
You know what? I think...
Why can't we change it?
You know that I think I've never made a move on a girl and been successful with it. It's always been the girl making a move on me and they've been successful with it. Just look back at all your...
No, honestly, I've never made a move because I'm just a fucking pussy.
No, just so look back on all your relationships. Who was the instigator?
There's not a lot to look back on.
Was it you or the girl?
I mean, in kindergarten, it was probably
the girl.
It was just a girl.
Bro, I don't think I could successfully...
No, we don't talk about them.
I want to get rizzed up. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to be the Rizzler. I want to get Rizzed up.
Yeah, honestly...
Fuck this shit.
Bro, we live in 2025.
I physically cannot. I'm incapable of speaking. When I just block out, bro.
Yeah, no one
bro, a woman speaks to me and I'm like...
Fuck. Oh, how are you going today?
My name is Killian.
It'd just be so much easier if you just raised me up. Just come on.
Bro,
I'm over this shit.
You're so pick me.
I'm over this shit.
So pick me.
Pick me. Pick me.
Pick me now.
If you just... Yeah.
Wait, what was this? What started this? The breasts.
Yeah.
So what's your preference? Small or big?
Bro, where the fuck goes to
me? Yeah. Bro? Honestly, I don't know.
I don't care about that shit. Personality.
Really?
Yeah.
Full honesty.
No, Neela.
In a room, and if it was aligned to attractive to least attractive, and the least attractive had the best personality, and the most attractive had the least personality.
I'd go for five. Neela, I'd go for number five.
Neela, you can't, you cannot judge someone on their appearance.
Shut up. Mate.
Attraction is based on you.
Mate, this guy, he's like, oh, bro, I got so much in my eye right now, bro.
Bro.
Oh, I can't see.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Killian. If I had a girlfriend, right, and she was like the complete opposite to your type, but she was my type, would you find her attractive?
Wait, if she was the complete opposite to my type.
She was a 10 out of 10 in my eyes.
Does Killian have a type?
But not in my eyes.
Not in your eyes.
No.
But she was attractive.
No, I only find people I find attractive.
Exactly.
I don't go off like what other people find attractive.
See,
whereas you know Tom, like he's got a type. I'm not gonna copy Tom's type. Like no. Honestly, I don't find his type attractive. Whereas like he doesn't find my type attractive.
Yeah.
We don't have the same type.
I think
at
you'd
all.
Find my type attractive though.
What's your type? What's your type?
Fucking blondes, lad.
Oh. Mate, see, my type's more brunette.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It just works out, lad.
It just works out like
that. No, but see, that's my type, but brunettes are still hot, bro. If a brunette wanted to date me, I'd date.
Well, as I said, whoever whoever rizzes me up, bro.
If there was a 10 out of 10 blonde come up to you, or there was a 10 out of 10 ginger, who would you go for?
10 out of 10 ginger, mate.
What?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Get the fuck... Wait, actually. No, 10 out of 10 gingers, bro. Holy shit. No, but 10 out of 10 blondes.
Bro, we're going to get cancelled for this, for sure.
How?
Nah, I'm kidding.
No, I'm just saying. If you're a girl, right, and you have a crush on someone, and they're single, they most likely will be like, yes.
No, this
Let's
is
go on that date.
This is a message to all the women who listen to our podcast. So the 17.5% of our viewers, if you have a crush on someone in your grade or at school or whatever, and it's a guy, make your move because your success rate, I reckon, is a lot higher.
Honestly, listen to me. If you are part of our 17.5% female audience. And you're single right now, and you have a crush on that person. Make your move. We're about to turn 17.5% of our audience into relationships, lads.
Yeah.
Trust me. Make that move, and it will just turn into a relationship.
And he will say yes.
I guarantee it. If he doesn't, come to me, and I will apologize.
Yeah.
DM.
We will apologize.
I'll say yes.
Don't say that. Don't say that. We're just talking about school, mate.
Yeah.
We're just talking about school.
Oh, yeah. No, school. Yeah. Not school. Wait, are we talking about school?
No, I'm just saying, like, because some of our viewers go to school. So I'm just saying, if you got a crush and he goes to your school, go ask him out.
Yeah.
You know? He'll say yes. 100%.
Oath.
Fucking oath. Oath.
Easy yes.
And if he doesn't say yes, he's an idiot. Because you deserve better queen.
You deserve better queen. If you listen to the broadcast, honestly, you deserve the world. You deserve a man's. A man's, lad.
See, Nilo's changing us. We're being nicer.
You deserve a man's, lad. Alright, last fact for the day. Life expectancy and height are inversely correlated. Studies suggest that men under 5'8" live on average 4.95 years longer than men over 5'8".
Yeah, but honestly, what are you going to do with those extra 4.95 years?
I don't know.
Because, like, who said how long you're going to live?
What do you mean?
Like... You could die any time, right? So if someone told you you could live an extra 4.95 years, right?
Yeah.
But you don't know how long you're living till. Do those 4.95 years extra mean anything to you?
No.
Because you don't know how long you're going to live for anyway.
How long do you want to live for? Realistically.
I don't care. I just want to live a good life.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how long you live your life for, as long as it's good.
Fair enough.
As long as you live it well.
That's motivational.
Because, right, okay, think about this, right? time is infinite, right? And you live for what, 100 years? Or you can live for 20 years? Or you can live for 0 years? But that's a moment. That's just a moment in time. And a life is a moment. So it doesn't matter how long your life is, it's still a moment. So you can not, and you can you can't have more than one life. So everyone lives one life.
Fuck, this is getting deep.
Everyone lives one life.
This podcast.
So it doesn't matter how long it is. It's just got to be good.
All right, Neil, give us a quiz.
Okay. Ten
some questions. Inspirational shit right there. All right.
Wait, how many questions? 10?
10?
All right.
Warm up.
Yeah.
GG's, bro.
Fair game.
Okay. What is the smallest country in the world?
Smallest country in the world.
It is. That would be. That actually would be.
San Marino.
No.
Vatican City.
Yeah.
Vatican City, that's a city! It's in the world!
It's a country.
Vatican City?
We just said we'd play fairly. It's a country.
Vatican City is not a country, it's a city.
It's a country.
How is it a city?
No,
I'm in a country.
It's a country.
It's a country.
I did my study. Okay. In which European country is it legal to own just... In which European country is it illegal to own just one guinea pig?
Switzerland.
Yeah.
What?
I know this.
Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Vegetable.
Fruit. Oh my god.
What is going on?
Hold on, I need...
Wait, you made a comeback last time, didn't you?
Okay. This one I need help to pronounce. What is hippopotamostrosis? Aleophobia.
That is scared of hippos.
No.
Scared of big things.
No.
Scared of small things.
No.
Scared of large things.
No.
Scared of fat things.
No.
Scared of men.
Wait, can you read it out again slowly?
Hippopotamostrosis clipped aleophobia.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? I feel like we should just...
Skip button.
I'll tell you. Long words.
Yeah,
oh,
see?
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. So, whoever's got that fear, don't read out that word.
Yeah. Don't read it out. Don't even look at it.
What animal did Australian soldiers fight in 1942?
Emu.
Yeah. And they lost. Water boils at 212 degrees on which temperature scale?
6.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Nolan, if you don't come back on the next one, you're done. What is 1/4 of 1,000?
250.
Who said that first?
Tie.
Which country drinks the most beer?
Germany.
No.
Australia.
No.
England.
America.
Belgium.
No.
Europe.
No.
Europe's not a country.
A country,
mate.
In Europe.
USA.
No.
Mexico.
England.
No.
UK.
No.
Canada.
No. This is gonna be. This
Japan?
Surprise me. No.
China.
No.
Philippines.
India.
No.
Bali.
Bali's not a country, it's Indonesia.
New Zealand.
No.
Australia? No, no. We already said that.
Papua New Guinea.
Russia.
No.
Poland.
No.
Germany. No, we already said Germany.
Croatia.
Austria.
No.
Switzerland.
No.
Is it per capita or is it just...
What do you mean per capita?
Like, beers per capita.
Bro, she dropped out in year 8. Fuck,
no,
do you think that means?
By pounds, so it's a big country
by
then.
By tons.
By tons. Norway.
No, it's not a big country.
Is it in Europe?
Yeah.
Luxembourg.
No.
All right.
Liechtenstein.
No.
France.
No.
Netherlands.
No.
Spain.
No.
Italy.
No.
Portugal.
No.
This is anyone's game. Austria.
No.
Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Actually, why didn't I guess that? Czech Republic's
Shut up,
famous
mate.
For its beers. It is! Prague! We went to Prague, remember? And I drank a beer when I was like a baby.
Shut the
fuck. No, you didn't.
Bro, hey, stop doing that shit, mate. You're that doing that shit, mate.
I dipped my pacifier in the in Granddad's beer. Why'd you whack the dog?
Okay, next question. What is the only bird that can swim but not fly?
Oh. Duck.
No.
Penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Chileans
already won.
No.
Yes.
Double points.
No.
Double points?
No.
No, Chileans already won. I've already won, mate. Points. About how many words is a dog able to learn?
Two.
No.
Four.
Five.
No, you guys are way off.
25.
No.
185.
102.
No.
1,000.
No.
Unlimited.
Lower.
150.
120.
175.
162.
160.
163.
152.
164.
No.
165.
150.
Yeah!
Bro, you're a loser, mate. You're losing.
That's it.
Oh.
Killian won by 7 points.
How? I got 3.
Because you tied on one.
Get destroyed, buddy.
Even the tie, Killian won.
Yeah.
I think I got 250 first, honestly.
Fucking wait.
I think.
You can have it, mate. I still won.
Bro, this guy. Who do you think you are, mate?
Hey, you can have the 250 if you want. You can even have Czech Republic. I still won.
I hate the dog as well.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the Brocast.
This has been a... Wait, we have to say something else. Oh, by the way, we did this on a Sunday.
We grinded.
We grinded for you guys because we won't be here next week. Well, no. For you guys, we'll be here every day.
Yeah.
But for us, we won't be here next week.
So thank you guys.
So
we're going to Perth.
Before you click off the video, why don't you like it? We just spent 48 minutes of our life.
Bro, stop being a pick me. You're being a pick me.
Bro, honestly, I kind of feel ugly this morning.
Dude, shut up.